Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, August 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Remember when we worked from home for 2 years straight? It was an adjustment at first, but we got our work done. Now, as people are back in the office 3 to 5 days a week, they're dealing with chatty coworkers and other distractions.
Yeah, but I need coffee today. I'm on my second cup today.
Second cup?
Second cup You're of lying. Coffee. It's one of those days. It's Monday.
Some workers are having a hard time getting things done.
Some workers have lost the muscle memory in their minds required to get jobs done in an open office setting. And it's almost like flabby biceps that muscle has to be exercised to strengthen.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith after the break.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the big hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, and providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
Many employees have settled into a hybrid schedule, a mix of office days and work from home. But some say they're having a hard time getting things done when they're back at their desk in the office. Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith looked into this and joins me. So, Ray, what have years of remote work done to our ability to concentrate?
Some workers have lost the muscle memory in their minds required to get jobs done in an open office setting. And it's almost like flabby biceps that muscle has to be exercised to strengthen. And after years of remote work, basically our brain's selective attention skills and ability to block out distractions has weakened.
Why are some bosses so insistent on people returning to the office? And how do their views differ from workers?
Yeah, bosses believe that being together in office fosters more camaraderie and collaboration and creativity. And workers say, yeah, but I can just be more productive at home. And they feel like they can come in for meetings or like team projects, but otherwise they feel like they should have the flexibility to work from home for more focused work.
What kinds of adjustments are people having to make when they're in the office?
Well, a couple of things. They have to get used to distractions. And by distraction, you know, it could be other people just moving about or talking or overhearing other people's conversations or phone calls even, especially in an open office, an open plan office.
But chatter and the activity among coworkers isn't anything new. I mean, it was all there before everyone went home in 2020. Is it really that hard of an adjustment?
Yes, it is. One expert I interviewed, she cited pre-pandemic research that shows it takes 20 minutes to get used to background noise. But 5 minutes of silence before bringing back that noise forces the brain's process to start over again. So just toggling between work from home solitude one day to a noisy office the next, that can have a similar effect.
But it wasn't exactly silence is golden while working from home. People dealt with a lot. Kids and spouses, the dog, the neighbor mowing the lawn, right?
That's right. And that's one counter argument to this. And people found ways, though, to combat that, whether it was going into some sort of private space or wearing noise-canceling headphones or just signaling to the people around them, look, can you go outside or go out of the room because I really have to concentrate on this. So we found effective ways to sort of counter that when those situations arose.
And the bottom line from the perspective of managers and employees is that work has to get done and get done efficiently. So what can people do to focus more clearly?
You know, that's a really good question. And some people I talked to talked about noise blocking headphones or noise cancellation headphones that can work, or point blank letting colleagues know when they're not to be disturbed. Or in some cases, you can find a quiet space, or even if your office has booths, you can go into one of those. Or just make a request, a friendly request to colleagues to be quieter. But don't abandon your effort to try to get work done in the office. I was told that if you say, oh, I'm just going to do my focus work at home, you're prolonging your inability to focus, you know, do focus work in the office.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.